This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 50 for Thursday, September 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts bounced around both sides of unchanged Thursday, but the bias was higher at the close. Canola ended up $1 to $2, November up $1.40 at $498 per ton. Continued weakness in the Canadian dollar, which has lost about a penny relative to its U.S. counterpart over the past week, provided support. Uncertainty over the extent of the damage caused by recent frosts across parts of the prairies added to the firm tone. However, chart resistance held to the upside, and the November contract was unable to move above the psychological $500 per ton mark. Statistics Canada pegged canola ending stocks this past year at 2.4 million tons in a report out this morning. While that was about a million tons above the last year's carryout, the stocks were still well within trade expectations and did little to move the market. In Chicago, soybeans were steady to 2 cents higher, November unchanged at $8.38 per bushel. Gains in soy meal did pull beans up at one point today, but the underlying fundamentals remain bearish. Soybean harvest operations are underway in the U.S., and early indications point to a big crop. Private forecasters Informa Economics raised their U.S. soybean yield projection to 52.9 bushels per acre. That's up by 1.3 bushels per acre from the current USDA estimate. Ongoing trade issues with China also weighed a bit on bean prices, with additional tariffs a possibility. Corn futures, they're steady to higher, December up 1 cent at $3.66 per bushel. Spillover from declines in wheat and expectations for a big U.S. corn crop did weigh on prices for most of the day. Informa estimated U.S. corn yields at 178.8 bushels per acre. That would be up by 0.4 bushels from the USDA's current estimate. The USDA will release its own updated production estimates next week, Wednesday. Wheat futures are all lower. December Chicago wheat down 8 cents at 5.14 per bushel. Kansas City wheat down 10 cents in December at 5.17 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in December at 5.72 per bushel. Poor export movement kept wheat prices pointed lower once again, with strength in the U.S. dollar index likely to cut further into the global demand for U.S. wheat. Canadian wheat ending stocks of 6.2 million tons were down by about 10% from last year, and that provided some additional support for the futures. Drought concerns in Australia also remained supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 6th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.